Imagine discovering that everything you thought you knew about relationships was built on a false premise. Jessica Fern's groundbreaking work challenges the notion that secure attachment requires exclusivity, applying attachment theory to consensually non-monogamous relationships. As polyamory gains mainstream recognition, with 20% of Americans having tried some form of consensual non-monogamy, this book fills a crucial gap in relationship psychology. Rather than assuming monogamy as the only healthy option, Fern, a psychotherapist who practices non-monogamy herself, offers a revolutionary framework for building secure bonds across multiple partnerships. The science is clear. Our capacity for attachment isn't limited to just one person. Just as children can form secure attachments with multiple caregivers, adults can develop deep, secure connections with multiple partners if they understand how attachment truly works. Attachment transcends love. It's about deep emotional bonds connecting us across time and space. Our attachment system evolved for survival, compelling us to seek caregivers when distressed. When caregivers respond appropriately through touch, soothing voices, or attentive presence, our nervous system rebalances. This repeated attunement shapes our lifelong relationship patterns. Secure attachment develops through warm, consistent caregiving that strengthens neural pathways governing social behavior and stress response. Through daily interactions, being fed when hungry, comforted when upset, engaged with when curious, children learn that expressing needs works and that they matter. This creates an internal model that the world is generally friendly and their needs deserve attention. These early blueprints influence adult relationships, from partner selection to conflict resolution. Securely attached adults maintain emotional bonds during separation and regulate emotions both independently and relationally. When childhood attachment needs aren't consistently met, insecure styles may develop: avoidant, emotionally distant, anxious, preoccupied with abandonment, or disorganized, contradictory patterns. These styles can evolve through healing relationships and conscious work. Despite societal shifts regarding gender and sexuality, monogamy remains largely unchallenged. Consensual non-monogamy, CNM, involves multiple simultaneous relationships with everyone's awareness and consent, emphasizing transparency and the belief that love isn't finite. Research shows CNM relationships demonstrate similar levels of commitment and satisfaction as monogamous ones, with greater trust and less jealousy due to open communication. Understanding one's deeper purpose for practicing non-monogamy provides essential grounding when navigating emotional challenges. Common motivations include exploring sexual diversity, building chosen families, and challenging traditional paradigms. Non-monogamous individuals appreciate having different needs met by multiple partners. One might share intellectual interests, while another provides emotional support or physical connection. CNM practices range from monogamous relationships, mostly exclusive with occasional exceptions, to relationship anarchy, rejecting relationship hierarchies entirely. Though attachment research for non-monogamous relationships remains scarce, limited studies show people in CNM relationships are at least as likely to be securely attached as those in monogamous ones, possibly more so due to the extensive emotional work required. For many people, monogamy substitutes for genuine secure attachment. Its structure creates enough safety that individuals never confront their underlying attachment wounds. When this security is removed, previously hidden insecure attachment patterns emerge forcefully. Those who intellectually want non-monogamy but struggle emotionally are likely experiencing this phenomenon. Unlike monogamy's built-in security, consensual non-monogamy lacks structural certainty. In CNM, partners aren't with us because we're their only option, may not prioritize us daily, and we often enter existing relationship structures. This inherent insecurity can be beneficial, providing reassurance that partners choose us freely rather than out of obligation. However, this uncertainty requires internal secure attachment to maintain multiple relationships. Our nervous systems equate emotional connection with safety and disconnection with danger. Even theoretical threats to attachment bonds can trigger primal panic, intense distress, unlike ordinary relationship disappointments. Many experience severe anxiety when their partner dates others. While cognitively understanding their partner isn't abandoning them, their bodies enter crisis mode. When this reaction is mislabeled as jealousy, people believe something is wrong with them and resort to destructive coping mechanisms. Building secure polyamorous relationships requires specific strategies encapsulated in the HEARTS framework. H, here, being present. Attachment forms through touch, face-to-face contact, and voice. Being here means giving genuine attention, not just physical presence. When partners are mentally distracted by phones or thoughts of other partners, attachment insecurity can develop. E, express delight. Non-monogamy requires communicating you're special, but not the only one. Partners need reassurance about why they're cherished, expressed through words, actions, touch, and the beam gleam, that nonverbal warmth radiating from the eyes. A, attunement. This means resonating with partners and understanding their perspective. Non-monogamy adds complexity when discussing other relationships or balancing attention across multiple partners. R, rituals and routines. Our attachment systems crave reliability. Both daily rituals and ceremonies reinforce our place in partners' lives. In non-monogamy, establishing rhythm is challenging without cohabitation, making transition rituals essential. T, turning towards after conflict. What matters isn't that conflicts occur, but how we repair them. Relationship masters repair quickly, prioritizing healing the bond over being right. S, secure attachment with self. The foundation of all secure relationships is your relationship with yourself. While secure partnerships are invaluable for healing, establishing secure attachment with yourself is crucial. When we've experienced attachment insecurity or trauma, our self-relationship becomes compromised with beliefs of unworthiness. Internal attachment healing enables heart practices to take root in relationships. Remember that even secure partnerships aren't permanent. Partners may leave, die, or be unavailable when needed. Those without secure childhood attachment can develop earned secure attachment through meaningful connections. Research shows we can rewire our brains by creating coherent narratives of our attachment history and examining how past experiences impact current relationships. Being your own safe haven requires the capacity to be with yourself, to sit, listen, and remain available to whatever arises within. Through embodiment, you learn to tolerate uncomfortable feelings necessary for healing while allowing positive sensations that might have been previously exiled. Self-attunement means turning inward to understand what you're feeling and needing, enhancing your ability to self-regulate and respond appropriately. There's no definitive answer to how many attachment-based relationships one can maintain while non-monogamous. Your emotional bandwidth depends on work demands, children, caregiving responsibilities, health, trauma healing, and life transitions. Fern refines the common saying, love is infinite, but time and resources are not, to love is infinite, but secure attachment is not. Secure attachments require consistent emotional investment, quality time, and trust building, with most people finding their practical limit at 2-3 deeply attached relationships. When facing attachment insecurity in polyamorous relationships, options include temporarily returning to monogamy, pausing romantic dimensions while maintaining connections, creating temporary polyfidelity, or remaining open while working through insecurity. The skills developed through attachment work, emotional regulation, clear communication, and boundary setting become valuable tools for all relationships. Though healing attachment wounds requires courage, the benefits extend beyond romantic connections. As we heal our past, we create new possibilities for relating more securely, with secure self-attachment remaining the foundation for meaningful connections regardless of relationship structure.